Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show. On now.
We track down people who have disappeared out of your life with no explanation. We find out exactly why. And we are about to go ghost hunting for Alex, who got totally ghosted after just one date.
And we give you... here's the dreaded H word on the first day of school for so many districts. But we give you homework with this, too. There's a reason you need to listen to the next 3 minutes because we need you to do something very important afterwards.
Yes, it's very fun to predict your theory on why the person got ghosted. And we ask for you to do that on Facebook. And it takes a while to formulate that theory. So listen closely. You can figure out why you think he got ghosted.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Hey, Alex, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Who are we ghost hunting for today?
So, I need your guys' help. I got ghosted, basically.
Happens to the best of us.
I hate it. I hate it because I don't understand why. So I met this awesome girl on Bumble, right? Hit it off. Decided to go to on a date. First date, right out of the gate, first date. Went to go get pizza over at the Battery. And she said she had never been over that area yet before. And so we went to go get pizza, right? And it was a nice time. We had a good conversation, laughed. Pizza and beer. Great first date. Don't understand what happened. Nothing went wrong. It was a short and sweet date, maybe about an hour. Hugged her at the end of the night. You know, no, we didn't kiss or anything. I don't know if maybe that is a reason or something. I don't know. But it was a very respectful date. Went our separate ways, and I even texted her later that night saying, hey, I had a great time with you. Would love to do it again. And boom, I've been ghosted.
Nothing political, religious, polarizing came up on the date?
Nothing at all. Nothing religious, nothing political, nothing that would have been like a deal breaker. I mean, it was very light conversation, very fun, very just upbeat. And that's why this is driving me crazy. Like, I could understand if maybe we had different political views or something like that, but it was just a good date. And that's what's messing me up here.
And so after the date, did you send her a text message or call her or anything to follow up?
I did. After the date, I sent her a text and I said, you know, hey, had a great night. You're great company. Would love to hang out again sometime. And nothing. I get nothing. Mm. And I don't understand. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Was there anything that you maybe had on your Bumble profile, like that you're 6'4", or pictures that maybe don't look like you? Like maybe you're actually 5'11", and you know maybe use like pictures from 7 years ago or something.
Hey, hold on, what's wrong with 5'11"?
Nothing's wrong with 5'11", but when somebody tells you they're 6'4" and they show up and they're 5'11", that's a problem.
Got it. Those inches are important.
Yeah.
Usually, every inch counts.
Every inch counts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's
a valid point, but no, my picture on my profile is from like a month ago, you know, it's not like an outdated photo.
Right, okay.
You know, and I don't lie about anything. It's not like I'm some crazy muscle gym rat and she shows up and I'm like 300 pounds. Like, it's a normal profile. Like, there's nothing sneaky about it or anything. Like, it's just normal.
So, Alex, how long ago was the ghosting?
Well, it was right after the date. So, I mean, I don't know. What's it been? A week and a half? 2 weeks now?
Okay.
And the ghosting is a pure, clean break ghosting. You have had no contact at all with her.
Zero.
All right, because sometimes people say, oh, I've been ghosted. And then we find out that the person we were calling is like, I didn't ghost them. I sent them a message and said, hey, it's not going to work out. Mm-hmm. They just weren't receptive to it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly. All right. Well, what we do is spend the next 24 hours convincing her to come on with us. And at this time tomorrow, you get to listen in while we ask her. What's her name again?
Julianne.
Well, we ask Julianne why she ghosted you. So give us 24 hours and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning on the Jeff and Jen Show, okay?
Oh, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, your homework is, head over to our Facebook page and tell us why you think Alex got ghosted. Up for grabs, bragging rights.
Yeah, it's fun to figure out your theory. I think I've got mine.
I think that, I mean, sometimes you're just, after one day, I maintain this every time. We're not going to get into this today, but I maintain it every time. You're allowed to just bail. You are allowed after one date just to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's acceptable.
Because the chemistry might just not be there.
Right, and you don't owe anybody any.
Physical chemistry?
You don't owe anybody anything.
Yeah.
Just a bye-bye.
Star 94.1. Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Ghost hunting on the Jeff and Jen Show. We heard from Alex, who seemed to have a great date with Julianne. Went to the Battery for pizza and beer, had a great time. Originally met on Bumble. And he got ghosted and can't figure out why. So we're going to track down Julianne, see if we can get some answers from her.
All right, you still ready to go through with this, Alex?
Yeah, I'm ready. I need answers.
At this time, we place you on hold, connect with her, and find out why she bailed. Godspeed, my friend. She's in London. That's why.
She's across the pond.
Hello.
Hi, Julianne.
Hi.
Hi. Yes. It's Jen from the Jeff and Jen Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. Thanks for coming on with us today. The whole crew is here. So everybody want to say hi to Julianne?
Hey.
Hi, Julianne.
What's up?
Hi, guys. Well, good morning.
Welcome to the crazy family. We are good. We are good. Hey, listen, we are calling you about your dating life.
That's a conversation, yeah.
Okay, sounds like there might be some good stories there.
Yep.
Just from your reaction. But we are specifically calling you because you're part of a segment called Ghost Hunting.
Okay.
We track down people who have disappeared on other people, and you are the ghost on a guy that you met on Bumble named Alex.
Alex
called us and said y'all had a great first day, went for pizza and beer, everything seemed great. It was kind of short and sweet, but he never heard from you again, and he's feeling bummed about it, wants to know why.
Yeah, he, his dating etiquette needs some work, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you give some examples?
Well, the biggest problem was, on a first date, he made us go Dutch. And that's not how first dates work. You know, you're supposed to be impressing the lady, and it's not impressive to make her pay, especially without even talking about it either. So it was, okay, we wanted to check out the Battery because we'd never been there, and we ended up stopping at this pizza place, and when you get your pizza, you pay immediately, and at the counter, you know, the total came to, I think it was like 40-something, and Alex pulled out a 20 and then just kind of looked at me. And, you know, he didn't use his words or anything, so I...
He didn't use his words? Confused. You're talking about him like he's a first grader now. Alex, use your words!
exactly. Like, let's communicate here, you know? So I pulled out my card, and I had the... swipe it, and then, you know, it comes up with that, do you want to leave a gratuity? So I asked him, like, are we leaving a tip? And he said, oh, no, you know, because we're just ordering it at the counter. We don't need the tip.
Oh.
And I just, like, panicked, and I hit, like, no tip. And then I felt really awkward about it from then on. And I'm surprised that he's questioning this, that he's confused.
All right. Well, I don't think we have any questions.
Well, I just wonder if she's ever gone on another date where it was Dutch.
Anytime that's happened to me, I've never been like, I don't know, butthurt about it. I've just kind of been like, okay, well, I get it.
Did you just say butthurt?
Yeah, I said butthurt.
I'm okay with Dutch down the line, but I think that the first date is kind of, I don't know, it's more special than that. Like, it's an awkward conversation that you have to have, whereas if he had just paid for the whole thing, that wouldn't even have come up.
Okay,
you know, cool. It just kind of put a damper on the evening.
Well, Julianne, thank you so much for explaining to us. We appreciate it.
Appreciate all the details. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And now everyone knows, Okay. Don't go Dutch on the first date, please.
Everyone still listening knows that.
I mean, I have more questions, but we'll say goodbye to Julianne first, and then I'll ask you guys my questions. Okay? Okay. Thanks, Julianne.
Thanks.
How can you have more questions? She literally just talked for 9 straight days.
I know. That's why I have more questions for you guys, though. Is that rule a legit thing?
I don't think so. I think if you meet through friends, maybe it's a little more of like a... you've got more of like that special first date type of a thing. You meet on Bumble? Like, no. I get on Bumble specifically for free breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and guys know that. And the guys
it's
cool.
We got to go through this whole list of rules.
Well, now we don't. We have to go back and talk and see if whatever. You might have died of old age, Alex. So we have to go back and check on Alex.
Okay. Well, I have more dating questions.
Oh, then can we? Okay, but we got to finish ghost hunting first.
Okay.
We'll come right back and stick around for Alex's feedback in response to what Julianne just said. We'll get you that in 3 minutes on the Jeff and Jen Show. Really, 3 minutes. Star 94.1.
Star 94.1.
If Alex is still alive on the other line, we'll get his reaction to ghost hunting. We just tracked down Julianne. She said she was not impressed that they went Dutch on their first date, and the transaction for pizza was awkward, and that's why she ghosted him.
Well, and she also said that when an opportunity to tip came up, he said don't tip, which I think is the bigger violation.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, Alex, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks.
Number one, you might have dodged a chatty bullet.
Yeah, she didn't talk that much on the date.
That says something.
And number two, why don't you tip for counter service?
Me or everybody?
You.
Because nobody else does.
You can't say that.
That's like saying, that's like tipping at a buffet. If it was a sit-down restaurant and there was service, then yeah, of course you tip. But you don't tip
but
you're not ordering slices of pizza and they hand them to you and then you tip them. It doesn't make any sense.
Did you bring more than $20 on this date? Because Julianne made it sound like you pulled a 20 out of your pocket and kind of went, this might be all I brought. And it's $32 instead of 20. You got the rest, bro?
No, I definitely had money. But, I mean, it's a first date. Maybe it's just me, but you don't pay on the first date. You go Dutch on the first date. You get to know each other, you know?
Every first date that you've been on, you split?
Isn't that like what everybody does?
That's my question. If you meet online, if you're online dating, do you split the bill? And then if you meet through friends, the guy is supposed to pay?
Well, okay.
Do you always split the bill on the first date? Like, what are the rules?
I take it a little different. I mean, Alex, you correct me if I'm wrong. If I meet somebody on a first date and we hit it off, generally, the guy will offer to pay, generally. But if it's that friendship vibe, if I get it like, okay, this isn't going to happen, I'll almost initiate, like, let's go Dutch. Like, just so he knows, this wasn't a date.
Am I the only one more bothered at the fact that he doesn't think you tip for counter service?
Yeah, that's a huge turnoff, Alex. Stop doing that.
Like, somebody still brought the food to your table.
Doesn't have to be 20%, but it could be...
Throw $5 down or something.
5%. Okay. Something.
Alex, so many problems with you. Look at the rift that you have driven between the members of the Jeff and Jen Show. Alex, we're ghosting you now, too. Nobody likes you.
I still stand by my decision. I mean, I think I'm right in all this, kind of. You know, I mean, they walked pizza 2 steps away from the kitchen. I mean, that's not... service. They didn't come over and take our order, you know?
Whoa.
And I can't believe that she wants me to pay for her first date. Like, it just seems bizarre. I got to buy her drinks and everything. It doesn't seem right. Nah.
Well, sounds like this wasn't going to be a match anyway.
Yeah.
So.
All right, Alex, you've given us much to discuss. Thank you, though, for being a part of ghost hunting.
Yay, thank you. At least I got an answer out of this. Thank you.
You did. And
thanks, Alex.
And I will tell you that part of me does agree with Alex because of the fact that Kelly just a few minutes ago admitted that sometimes she used dating apps just to get free meals. So at least, Alex, you have brought awareness to this subject.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I am also exploiting my game. Thank you, Jeff.
Angela in Atlanta, hey.
Hi, how are you? Good morning. I agree with him. I agree with her that he should have paid, but I agree with him that there's no tipping at the counter service. It's counter service. That's what y'all are there for. Order the pizza and sit down.
But they bring the pizza to your table.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Angela's like, I'm not giving you extra for that.
So many.
But they clear the table, too. They clean up after, right?
Tyler and Kennesaw, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Do you think he should have paid or they should have gone Dutch?
So I've been dating for the on-off, like, with different people, obviously, for the past 4 years. I've never gone Dutch on a date. Obviously, you can kind of feel the vibe that the girl is just using you for the date, just, you know, for free food and stuff. But I think if there's good conversation, then, yeah, this guy should definitely pay for the first date.
So you say first date, Tyler, but not all the dates.
So on the second or third date, if I'm feeling like we have a good connection, I will obviously, like, kind of like if we go get coffee or something, I'll pick up the tab. I think it's kind of nice to go even with it if you're feeling that you guys have a connection. But if you're feeling like the girl's just using you for the food, then that's kind of like a good call to make to go Dutch. But on the first date, definite no, you need to pay.
That's a whole separate conversation that we need to have. Did you hear Kelly Cheese admit to bumbling for meals?
No, we'll
bumble for food.
We'll bumble for food.
I'll swipe.
Deny till I die.
You said it. It's on tape. We just recorded it.
No, I didn't.
We'll bumble for food. I'll swipe for a sandwich. That's Kelly Cheese's motto.
Man, I'm hungry. Stop.
We'll swipe.
She doesn't go to the soup kitchen. She goes to the swipe kitchen.
All right. I think what we need to do is just line up a whole bunch of calls and just go through them, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and let people vote whether or not you go Dutch on a first date.
First date.
And then that will
determine. First date debate. Okay.
And then we'll declare it law. We can do that. We'll take them just 1, 2, boom, 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 right after Chainsmokers here on Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
First date debate. We are going to rapid fire through your calls right now. 404-263-0941. Following ghost hunting, we need to know. Do you go Dutch on the first date or is the guy required to pay?
There's so much that's going to come out of this. This ghost hunting. So much. This is only part one.
Okay.
The first date debate. We'll start with Brittany and Canton. Who pays for the first date?
100% he has to pay.
100% he has to pay.
Okay.
Jessica in Dallas, who pays for the first date?
He pays.
He pays.
He pays. What if you're a same-sex couple? How do you figure that out?
Oh. So does he pay because, yeah.
Is it whoever asks for the date has to pay?
I guess that's
because
what you talk
typically
about.
In straight relationships, the guy is the one asking the girl out for the first date to meet up, so he has to pay. So if you are two guys or two girls, it's whoever asks for the date.
Mm-hmm.
But then
who's the initiator has to pay for the first date?
What if it's a Bumble or a Tinder thing? Like, what if it's just an online thing?
But somebody still is, when you're chatting, asks to meet.
Miles and Marietta, who pays?
Definitely the guy.
The guy. Yeah, we're having a hard time finding anybody who thinks that it's a Dutch deal.
Really?
Except for him. Jeremy and Swanee, who's got to pay?
The guy, 100%, absolutely. 100%. Man code.
Man code. All right, thank you. Yeah, there is zero.
And we're in the South. All these Southern gentlemen calling up to say, guys first.
Hey, it's our BFF in Smyrna. Hey, Whitney.
Hey, okay, so my mom said always have some money in your pocket and be prepared to pay for your own food. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a problem with going Dutch, but you need to let me know in front. Hey, when we're walking into the pizza spot, you can say, hey, you want to go half on a pizza with me? You know, I don't have a problem with that. But I do think also if you ask for a date, you should be prepared to pay for the date.
So don't just pull out the $20 when you're standing in front of the cashier and be like,
yeah, do it on the way in. Oh, man, pizza. Hey, you want to go half on a pizza with me? Yeah, I'm a little bit better about it. But always be prepared to pay for your own food, ladies. Don't have high expectations.
I think she's right. I think that's the thing is you've got to offer on the first date. You've got to offer to go Dutch and then get rejected by it, right? Yeah, that's exactly. The polite
do
way
the
to
pretend
go.
Reach.
Yeah, the pretend dollar reach. Like, you got it.
Oh, you got this? Okay,
zero
cool
intentions right. of actually.
All right, we can wrap this. Vanessa and Noonan, who pays?
The guy pays 100%.
All right, thank you. Liz in traffic on 285, who pays?
I think whoever invites the other person out should pay.
So in this case, it was Alex because he invited her out, so he should have been prepared to pay.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. There's zero.
We've settled it.
Nobody is saying. Zero people are saying Dutch. Amanda in Woodstock.
Hey, I think whoever asked the person on the date should pay. Whoever the initiator should pay.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Yep. No Dutches.
Got it.
No Dutches.
You no asked me Dutch first dates.
No Dutch dates.
You asked me for my time. Give me a sandwich.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.